become what they call stagnant in our spiritual growth. We become content. I was sharing with Vicki on the way down that the scriptures that Paul says, you know, I've learned, I'm not quoting it straight verbatim, Bernie will correct me if I tried to, but whatever state I find myself in, therewith to be content. Now, my wife said that me leaving West Virginia and going to Ohio, see, I don't even know where I live this morning. but leaving West Virginia and going to Ohio, you know, from one state to another, that scripture applied to me and getting used to being a Buckeye, and I can't forget, I know, that I'm not content within that. I'm still a hillbilly, you know. But we for whatever reason, we sit under the good teaching, we do a lot of Bible study in our own self, we come into knowledge of some things, and we find ourselves in a position of, well, I don't need to hear Bernie teach any more Sunday school classes. I've heard them all, I think. That's not true. Or Pastor Butch teaching on the Jesus roots, we get sometimes complacent. Oh, here he goes again. In the faith movement, they used to say, when the minister would say something that I won't preach out of a certain text, you know, automatically it's going to be about faith. And a lot of the people say to themselves, I've heard this message 16 times. I don't need to hear it again. Then there's another area that I want to touch on today for a short period of time. And that is sometimes we must unlearn. Okay? We must unlearn things in order to learn the truth. I've been around for a good while going to church, been in church. But that doesn't mean that what I received from teaching back then in my younger years as being the total truth. So we have to unlearn some things in order to really accept the truth. Now, and the hardest thing to do is to admit the fact that you believe something that was not necessarily the truth. I know I have, one of the things that I asked God to give me when I really dedicated my life to him in 1975 was to give me a teachable spirit, always seeking for the truth of God's word. That I want to be teachable, and I don't care who it is. Because I know for a fact that sometimes we want to get a word from God through a certain evangelist or certain teacher. And we were believing God for something, an answer in a certain area. Then someone comes up to us in church who doesn't smell right, doesn't look right, never talks right. And they come up to us. This happened to a lady that I know. And he came up to her, and her first reaction is, oh, no, here we go again. I don't want to listen to him. I can't hardly stand the stench that's coming from him, much less hear him tell me. Because he said, I got something from the Lord for you. And she was wanting him to go away. But he stood there in front of her and gave her the answer to what she had been believing God for. She wasn't expecting it to come through that guy. Of all people, it won't come through him. But you see, the word from God can come through whomever he chooses. My wife reminded me that it was a donkey that spoke to a prophet in the Old Testament. because the prophet wouldn't listen to what God was trying to say to him, to show him. Finally, the donkey turned his head around and told the prophet, "Don't you see that big angel standing there in our way? We can't go anywhere." So it doesn't have to be the way we think it is. As long as it's coming from God, that is the important issue. So we have to unlearn some things that have been sacred to us. We were taught them by our uncle. It's a favorite saying of our mother. And we thought it was scripture. But then we begin finding out as we mature in our walk with God that it isn't quite that way. I can't remember the scripture that Bernie shared with me, but he was sharing with me that he was reading in the Word, and he was reading it a certain way, if I remember this right. He was reading it a certain way. And the Lord said, "Go back and read it again." So he went back and read it again. Very familiar passage to Bernie. The Lord said, "Go back and read it again." Same thing happened. Bernie's getting frustrated with God. He said, "Go back and read it again." So Bernie decided, well, after three or four instructions in that line, that he had better go back and read it again. But he had read it. Every time he said read it, he had read it again. But then he took his time and went word by word as far as that scripture went. And he found out there was one word, wasn't it? You inserted in that wasn't there. But in his mind, he had learned to say it and quote it with that word in it. And I think a lot of times that's the way we are when we get in a hurry in reading the Word of God. We got to teach ourselves to be able to be patient when we sit down to read the Word. When you receive information, this is another area. When you receive information, don't stop at that point of receiving information. But go on with that information until you be transformed by that information. Your life is changed with that information. See, we can sit here every day, we can sing wonderful praise songs. Our minister can get up and speak things, and by the time we go out the back door, we've forgotten the biggest part of what they even said. But see, the important thing is not the remembering what he said. Has it changed us? Has it made us different? Now, the song we sang about chains breaking and I'm a changed person, not like I used to be, you know. See, that can only come when truth hits you, the chain breaking. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 through 24, Paul addressed this issue with the Ephesians because they were having trouble with living as the new man. And I believe we have trouble living as the new man. Okay? The scripture reads, verse 20, "But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him, if indeed you have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus." Verse 22, it continues, "that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man," he calls it, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Sometimes I believe Christians are so excited about being born again or returning to the Lord that the new man, becoming the new man, they don't pay much attention fully to that. And they continue doing the things that they've always done. They do things, we are creatures of habit. You know, I drive the same, when I leave the house, I got this same direction I go when I leave the house. My wife takes a shortcut. She keeps saying, "Romy, you can take this shortcut over here and we'll miss a bunch of this and miss the red light and we won't have... We'll be farther ahead if we go this new direction." And I tell her, "Yeah, I know that. But this is the way I want to go. This is what I want. This is the way I want to go." And of course, if we both leave the house at the same time and we're headed geographically pretty close to the same area, she always gets to rub it in because she beats me to a certain point. Because she took the shortcut. We have to come to understand that we are not who we used to be. That is true. Do we fully understand that? We have been made new. I know sometimes when I get up in the morning and I go look in the mirror, I'll say, "Who in the world are you? You ain't the same person I looked at last night before I went to bed. My hair's all... and bags under my eyes, and or my eyes watered or whatever. There's little stuff on my cheeks." And I say, "You don't look the same as last night." But yet, I am the same. Unless God dealt with me during the night and I repented of some things that I probably needed to repent of. One of my favorite verses is found in Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 1 and verse 2. And it talks about this same subject, about be renewed. He says, in the verse 2, he says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed." There's that word again, transformed. "By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This is one of my go-to scriptures. I go to it a lot in talking to myself. Faced with things that's going on, you know, be not conformed to what I see and what is before me out here. Don't allow that to conform me to its way, but be transformed away from that. Now, I got a question for you. How confident are you in your faith? Do you have confident faith? The thing about faith is, in some ways, we can become overconfident in faith. I just wanted to share that with you. I don't have the answer. I'll let you maybe look that up on the Bible study. But I've come today to just kind of challenge you. in regards to your spiritual walk. I'm not judging you. Don't think for a moment that I would judge you. I'm not judging you. But I think that we need to be challenged in our walk with God, you know. Now, I drew that little thing on there. The guy who shared it with me happened to be a former high jumper. And the example that he used, I liked very much, as you can see. Have any of you ever watched high jumpers? The object of the high jumper is to go over the bar that is there before them. It can be lower, and then they raise it up higher. But his goal is to get over it, not under it. And what the gentleman said was, he said, is that right in here is where a lot of Christians are at. And they never go over the bar. They never want to. The goal is not for them to get over. They are settled. They settle for going lower than the bar has been set by God. Not by man, but by God. You will be totally amazed as once your eyes of understanding are open to the truth and reality of who you really are. I'm here. My name is Romy. Bernie, Debbie, my wife Vicki. You look at us and we say, oh, there's Romy, there's Vicki, there's Debbie, and there's Bernie. But you don't see who we really are. You don't see on the inside of us who we really are. Our actions, the things we say, the things we do, the places we go, we're all reflect who we truly are. That's what the Word says and tells us. It's not so much as this physical body here that you're looking at that is Romy. This isn't Romy. It's just a shell in which Romy exists. The true person, the true Romy is inside. Is inside me. That's the one that I have to concentrate on. Is the person that's inside. I have to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to me. And sometimes it's not easy to be told that you're wrong. That's not what the Word says. That's not the way it was written. And we have to be willing to accept correction by God. Yeah, you probably are familiar with Jesus' teaching about the vine and the branches, the trimming of those branches. And the trimming of the branches isn't always easy, but yet necessary in order for that vine to be able to produce who it really is. And God wants to do the same thing in our life. He wants to prune off things in our life. But we have to be able to allow Him to do that, and we have to be willing to want to go over the bar we want to, that He has set for us. That's the goal that He has set for each one of us. He wants us to go higher than we've ever been before. I don't know if you all have ever experienced spiritually, if you've ever seen what the spirit life is, if you've ever been taken in for a walk down the spiritual areas of your life. It changes you drastically to be taken by the hand of the one who loves you more than you'll ever know, and allow him to walk you and expose you to the things that can only be seen in the realm of the Spirit. And as I said when I spoke before here, if you've never had the opportunity, or you've never allowed yourself to be taken into the realm of the spirit world and climb up on the lap of the Father, allow him to hold you. Allow him to speak into your ear. Now, I'm telling you, it is possible for you to do that. I know, because I've been there. You can't convince me any other way. I was there. And I know he loves me very much. Not because I read it in the Word. Not because Bernie may have told me so. I know because he told me so. His own words spoken in my ear. And please don't leave here thinking that I'm something spiritual. And that's not what I'm trying to get through to you. I'm just saying there's a way of life that we cheat ourselves out of because we do not believe it's real. The realm of the Spirit is very real. And it's not no mumbo jumbo thing. It's very real. And the Father waits for us. He waits for us to be able to enter into that realm with him. You could just get a glimpse of it, or you can walk in it. I've written some things about God's intervention into my life. And I hope and pray that you all will want to read those when they come out. Drastic things that God has done for me. But I'm not a special kid here. We all are his children. He loves us all. And for me to come into the understanding that he loves me as much as he loved Jesus, and he loves you as much as he loves Jesus. There's a realm in which you can go. There's a goal that he has set for you. The goal to go over the bar. Don't settle for what's less. Go in search of it. Get into the Word. Pray. Talk to him. He yearns to fellowship with you on a regular basis. Not just when you come to church. And he can fellowship with you when you're washing dishes, washing clothes, sweeping the floor at the house, going for a walk in the neighborhood, riding in your car. But see, he's waiting on you and I to get to that point where we, number one, believe that it's possible. And number two, earnestly, from our heart. Seek him. He says, seek me and you shall find me. So what's holding up? What's the hold up? It's because we don't seek him with all of our heart. Hey, Terry, go ahead and put that music on. I had this music on. I play it quite a bit in my office, and I closed the door and put this CD on. It's one of my favorite CDs. The song that's on this track, he's not going to play it, but that leads into the song I'm asking him to play. The song is How Long? How long must I wait to be like you? First of all, you have to believe that it's possible to be for you to be like Jesus. He said you could be in his word, but do you really want to be? He's waiting on you. There's more to the relationship with God than salvation. Salvation is great, but there's so much more for you and I. It's a matter of whether you want it. So my question to you this morning is, do you want to go for the gold, to be able to go over the bar instead of staying under the bar? And if you search him and seek for him with all your heart, he says you will find me. So I'm challenging you this morning, while this beautiful music is playing, to search your heart. Search where you're at. I'll put the altars to you if you want to come to the altar. But look inside yourself and ask yourself, have I been shortchanging him? Have I not accepted all that Jesus died on the cross for me? What he accomplished for you and I through the beatings that he took. Was it not enough for him to do those things to make us into his image and his likeness? Did he not do the complete work that he told the Father he did when he said, it is finished? I want you to walk in that realm. It's his desire. Yes. He can be glorified through our life. That's how we glorify him. We can sing of his glory. But we can show him by living in it and sharing it with others. I'll let you meditate on that.
Oh,
Here. Eternal God, may your Holy Spirit be alive in and through us. Give us the strength to allow you to take us into the baptism of fire once again in our life. May we once more truly see with Jesus' eyes and love with his love. Give us the strength to spread your love to those we worship with and everyone we come in contact with. May we once again become sensitive to the leading of the move of the Holy Spirit. May we allow ourselves to be used by you to reach others with the words you place in our heart. May you open the doors of opportunity for us. Make us more like you, Lord. Make us more like you. May we seek your face and not turn away. May we give ourselves completely, totally to you. May we walk in the realm of the Spirit. And walking in the Spirit, we know, is to walk as you direct us to walk. Not our own way, but the way in which you want us to walk. Reveal to this people, Father, there is another way. The realm of the Spirit. According to your word, you've told us it is there. But it can only take place when we are willing to lay ourselves on the altar for you. May we, at this time in our life, become serious in our walk. May we seek, Father, to be like Jesus was. It is possible because your word instructs us and tells us that you are in the process of changing us into his image and into his likeness. May we believe that. And may this people not take my word that came out of my mouth today, but may they judge it according to your word. And then when the truth is revealed to them, Father, may they choose to walk in that truth. Not because of anything I've said, not because of anything Bernie maybe has taught them, or Pastor Butch, or some other minister, but because you has spoken to them through your word. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. That is that you would call us your child, and that you would love us the same way that you love Jesus. May the truth, may you be first and foremost in our life. Be with us as we go our separate ways. Protect us all from harm of the enemy. And may we go from this place rejoicing in the truth of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. I ran over, Bernie. Will you forgive me?